Madam Chair, the reason why I asked for a review on what is our oversight function is because whenever we go on these oversight visits, officials prepare the terrain for us, where they will take us, what they want to show us, and that's not what exists out there, what we should be seeing. I'm turning around some photographs of the residences of the police in Boston. Up to 2 years ago, people lived in those houses in the center of Boston, which is a city and which has been well kept. I'm also circulating, and those are the ones which are really good photographs. These are a little bit faded. I'm sending around the photographs of the Sunreva prison, which we have tried for 5 years, if not longer, I think it's probably about 6 to 10 years, to hand over to the Ekurhuleni Metro Camp. And in the meantime, that whole complex, which includes about 12 houses, soccer clubs, bowling greens, rugby fields, soccer fields, and a vegetable farm, has been vandalized to nothing. Whilst this happened, whilst it has been vandalized, the department paid more than 500,000 rand to a security company to ensure that nothing happens to these people. And that's why I'm showing it to you so that you can see the extent we've gone into. And up to now, I have written at least 3 or 4 letters about the Sunreva prison, asking that we be shown what happens there and why is it happening. And I put it on the order paper. Since 2003, I've asked questions about it, and nothing has happened. No, well, let me say nothing. You can see what has happened. Because we didn't do our oversight function the way we should. We should, when we want to go on an oversight function, arrive there and say to the officials, something else we want to see this and that and that. The reason why I'm saying it, that's the only police station that I'm really worried about. Well, not really worried about. I've also had letters from people living in Linden, people living in Bradstack, about similar properties belonging to the shack in the center of the state. I have since 2003, 2004, 2005 put questions on the order paper about Mariva, which is a military base belonging to the state, but in the hands of the Department of State. There's also a golf course at Mariva, and there's probably some 80 houses on that property. Since 2000, when they're 2000, Mariva has become a similar dump to what you see in those pictures. When I asked the question, who is now in charge of Mariva, the official said they haven't handed over. I put a question on the order paper, and the minister reported back to the question that they're in the first, and that was in the year 2003, they're in the first being totally to the thought of the subject. In other words, the basic thought was getting better. Today, Melissa was still supposed to be in a pure habit, and just being involved. But the habit is occupied. Some of them have to be written out to privacy. So I had another question on the order paper. Have they looked at the rental rates and put that on in this piece? The reply I got back from the minister was, they are considering that was in 2005. In the meantime, other people have just taken occupation of the house, and somebody in that military base is collecting the money. I'm not sure if it is the department or not. That is why I'm saying, madam, we need to go there to these various places and find out exactly what that means. We need to be the support base for government. Before an income happens, we must get on the list of this is what that means. This is what we're finding. But we're not going to listen to your officials or be taken by them to where they want us to go. We want to point out to government certain things that are wrong. And I think every member around this table will have similar cases in their constituency. All the members of Parliament will have similar cases in their constituency. And that is why our oversight function has become a terrain whereby we announce this is what we're going to do this year. And then we go and the official has 6 to 8 months time to prepare the areas they want to take. But we do not see the areas that they would like. And that is why I would urge the committee that we need to do something about our oversight function. Otherwise, same disaster is going to happen to our minister as what is happening to the minister of public institutions. We dare not allow the department to determine our oversight program. If this committee wants any one of its members to tomorrow go to a certain police station in a certain town, we should add that as a total function and that must be able to do so. We don't look at what that is. I recently had a letter from a person in Brakpan. In the middle of Brakpan, the old Department of Home Affairs had a building. That building is now demolished to the ground, not by the department, by vandals. They've taken the roof off, they've taken the windows out, and so I can carry on. And if you look at these photographs, if you go here now, you find that the steel window has been broken out of the building. And that's what that means to the government standards. And we're going to have to repair it at the prison. In some of these streets, there's an infrastructure of electricity. It supplies electricity to all the offices, to all the houses, to the canteen, and etc. There was a hall that was rented out for functions. That infrastructure has been taken out of the road. Tables have been ripped out of the road in that little village and just taken to the stadium. So the type function man requires from us to go and look what is happening at this place. And then, let me stop there as far as other types. Because I do believe that we need to find another strategy on how we perform our other type function.
Thank you, Jefferson. Let me start by saying, I would fully agree with the program as it stands. I would perhaps love to add a few things on the program, especially the program as it stands for the oversight business in two provinces. I know that from talking from the research, we've been talking about two groups in the research. I would like us to review that because I helped with the research. I would like us to reconsider because looking at the game, I think one group should maybe look into going into all those areas because I don't think our number is so big that because we want to have an impact where we can have that quickly sorted out. The second thing that I want to respond to is the issue raised by Mr. Blanchet. It is not true that the officials actually consider oversight risk for us. That has not been so. But I think what we need to do, perhaps, Chair, we need to consider a point that he is raising. We may not be able to do all the issues that he has raised, but I think I know he has raised these things last year as well on this. What we are saying here is that members, we are going to the Eastern Cape again through issues that have been raised by Comrade Martin. I'm saying here that that program has not been determined by the officials for us. So I think that is not true. The second one is that when we go to these areas or we do oversight, we're not going there, you know, we're going there because we want to rectify something that perhaps is not going correct in that way. The way we must do this, we must do them in such a way that that problem gets solved. We should not do them in a way that is actually exacerbating the problem or maybe causing problems. I think of the issues that is mentioned, three of them, I would like to make an appeal to from your side that we consider, I know this box is prison, have to consider that and ask our research to do some work. This thing of saying we must go there unannounced, call the media, because I know we are political parties here. Maybe Mr. Blanchet wants to, you know, to demonstrate and call the media, and then, you know, that's the thing. But if we want to solve that problem, we must do our work as a community so that that problem gets solved. We do not create crisis over a crisis that exists. I'm not sure whether we're able to do all of them as we speak because of the program is great, but I think we need to consider one of those areas. But we need to be using our resources here because so that when we go there, that problem gets solved and we bring to the attention of the minister as the committee decides. So here, we decide. That's why this program is here. This program is not brought by the officials to us. We are determining it. It's either we reject it or we accept it. And if we accept it, that's where we are going to go. That's one. And if we want to add what Mr. Blanchet is adding here, then we need to be doing that as well. Maybe one of us as committee members has got another area. That is why he brought it to us. It is our oversight work that we must decide. And at the end, we must all own it. Thank you.
Yeah, I have noted that
Mr.
Martin has opened my back. I didn't mean to comment. The first thing that I should clarify from the hospital is the fact that I think as I'm doing this, I'm going to consider the fact. And I did say whether we would either pick up or we prioritize issues, but I thought that we should not change from the discussions we had. When we had discussions, I noted what intervention for part of the program for the expansion. And this emanates from the discussion. We're not able to actually report for this is the culmination of our discussion. Then it happens before my discussion, I think. I think that's second, I want to take at least 5 or 10 minutes to discuss what we understand is over time. So that if we speak in different terms, then I'm going to put that in front of the motion. But we need to clarify ourselves into how do we understand over time. What is oversight going to key places, or is it looking at the department as an entirety, its budget, its strategic plan, its how, and how to look at the oversight? I think we need to come here with that. That's what I'm going to say. So I will take the 2 hands and then discuss what I have proposed as a counter, and I have noted your comments on some of them. I have noted the issue of money, but I have noted the issue of support for prison. I have also noted the issue of that everyone comes back to the government. And we will better come back to the government. Let's take one of the points and one of the open up in that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah. I think I've found our is a program. Yeah, depending to the oversight, I also very deep concern for the past oversight experience due to our committee. I think it's if we from the past recall this annual report or the oversight report for the committee annual report, I didn't see it any time we have to follow up. For instance, for last year, if we go oversight the 2, 3, 4 problems, then our report inside got a lot of issues inside. But if this year problem, we go in the same problem, we're doing the follow-up, or we're doing the other special priority items. We say it's EPWP or PIAMA. PIAMA is last year's approved by the Parliament. So how can activity and carry out for this the PIAMA Act? So this is a priority we must, from our committee, we must understand it from the provincial level. They understand from the national level, no. So it's an entity like some the burden from the public work. They keep the burden for the get the rental from the other department, like a foreign affairs or the home affairs. I pass to the home affairs committee. From the annual report inside, some building is we keep the free of charge for the renting, for the rent. But maintenance is passed to the public work. So we keep the free of charge, we also must pay money for through the maintenance. So I think this one, we must take this attention. We must understand it's a follow-up, how we can do it as a follow-up. Also important, EPWP. This EPWP is, we are oversight every province, so we discussing EPWP. All the departments come in the briefing to us. It's over the 1 hour, 2 hours, after we go see the summary. But what is the follow-up job? I didn't see anything from our report. So I like this our committee is this new year for this oversight this mission. I wish Shepherdson this summer follow-up very important. I need to know how we can achieve this process from our program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable Chair, I want to disagree with the Honorable Ramon Sumari. Because for a couple of years now, my colleagues have bring this issue, the whole issue of vandalism, etc., at specific places to the committee. And not during all one of those years, not one, took the issue to the media, and today is bringing back the same issue, and it is our responsibility to look at the problem and deal with the problem. So I don't think we want to take issues to the media. We are bringing it to the committee so that we can look at it and we can deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it's first and foremost on compare with what the analysis of the manager is going to do. I think there's also the conversation.
I'm sorry,
what Honorable Wang has said in terms of the follow-up to the previous report, I think we must develop the consistency in terms of the program, the intent that we're making in terms of our operation. Perhaps the need of things like this is once these are confirmed, we should set aside a day in the committee where we're able to look at the forms so that are able to also interrogate the process as far as the previous reports are concerned. So these are the reports that are submitted in Parliament. And therefore they are the properties of Parliament. And if you are not following up when we see oversight out there, it means that it's outside the role of as far as the Parliament is concerned. The other thing perhaps that might be idea, given that the briefing on the expropriation deal on the 23rd of March. How about also those you said earlier on that you have spoken to God about the possibility of Jesus doing a public hearing out there in the province, but also with your limited responsibility between ourselves and the pro and the OP. Let's hope that really this will really get a bit hearing from the authorities of this parliament, because this is a very crucial part of us. I mean, other committees in the National Assembly have done that. I remember, for instance, in Africa last year, the Home Affairs, it did that during the COVID. This is a very, very crucial. So there must be some kind of exception, even if there are those rules in Parliament that we must comply with. But also, in addition to that, we need in our program to also accommodate a time whereby we'll be receiving submissions here in Parliament, because we're saying here only the first part of consideration of application in submissions. Without those, the submissions that have been submitted to us, and then we see that the committee now and consider some, or else that would be the day where we'll be receiving to the public of the work of money. Because these are two approaches. We have for this approach of those work of money who be able to come to Parliament. But also we want to take this process to the people out there who not necessarily have money, but those are our people who would like to share their voices as well. So we need also to consider those areas, as you said.
Thank you very much, let's back to the energy question, because I really believe we need to clarify our problem. Just so what we understand from what I see. Because I believe that the region do oversight from whatever point you are. Actually, oversight to me is not only about democratic business, it's a promise. Part of our oversight function is to look at the annual responsibility of the government. Whether they perform on the basis of the strategic plan that they produce to commit themselves to implement certain objectives. Have they implemented those objectives? By doing so, by analyzing the annual report, is one of our oversight functions. But also by interrogating the budget, whether the budget is relevant to the issue that they say it will achieve. That in itself is also another oversight function. And another oversight function is business, for the sake of making sure that what is important to our people is a true reflection. Not just having the intention to expose those, but to clarify ourselves that the type of results we receive in terms of the rest of that is a correct reflection of what actually happening on the ground, and come back here and take stock of those issues and be able to make further recommendations. That's how I understand oversight. But I want us to have a good interaction so that when we look at the program and as it is structured now, this proposal, we look at whether this program will be able to achieve all of those oversight functions I have raised here. That when we visit problems, we look at the issue. That's eventually because very soon the department will be changing its strategy. But actually, if we look at the workshop program, we saw that we needed to workshop there, where they present as to us. We look at the program by program, and we do that specifically looking at the last annual report, because that's one that the consultants will be making presentations so that they will give us that type of framework to look at what you have done that year. To me, to see elements of consistency in the program, where the department met challenges, have they proposed some new actions that we should take. So that we do not just listen to presentations, but weigh the rest of the situation and locate our responsibility as to what then would we do from that point. And also look at the whole issue of the mutual review on the ETWP, for instance, to say that ever since the ETWP was launched, this is what has happened, and you might have an opportunity to against some of the PWC projects and managed to pick up some of the challenges, like what you might say, that one other challenge which we as Henderson in the level of parliament is to say that we need to develop a template that every one parliament, when the committee makes a recommendation and it takes to the House, it becomes a resolution of parliament. Therefore, there should be a mechanism in place to make sure that parliament is an institution able to track the resolutions that it has made as a recommendation to government assets and to put templates. And I think that in simple layman's terms, say that there must be a computer program in parliament which will link both the committee chairperson, the speaker's office, or whoever will be giving the responsibility by parliament and the government department to say, if we took a resolution that in 30 days or in 60 days, a certain action should have been taken, there must be a template that serves as a reminder to help us remember that we are taking a resolution and it has to be implemented in 30 days, and where is it? We are able to track the implementation thereof. So that the burden does not only remain in the committee to track its resolution, but the whole system, because it's now a resolution of parliament, parliament should be able to track those resolutions and check whether they are implemented to the line. I think that's one of the issues that we will try to pursue from our level when we go to the chairperson for the resolution to make sure that the execution and also the institutional level of tracking the type of decisions the committee has done and what. For instance, one of the challenges which I meant that I'm making a huge concern in my office executing that, because the committee is kind of being very important. So he's helping us work up on an issue on the country. So we have limitations to get all the necessary information that we need because of the question. So some of those issues we have to tell them. We have to tell the fact and see whether have they been implemented in the procedure in the particular. So I really want to share this discussion for most of them. And let's be fair and clear when we do this. And I would really suggest that we avoid as much as we can, particularly to make sure that we achieve the best result of what we want to do. But that's my question.
Madam Chair, on the 8th of February, I wrote a letter to the chairperson of Public Works Portfolio Committee. And in that letter, I referred to the flood rebuilding in South Africa. Have you received? Alright, I'll check up on it. Because that's part of our oversight function. You know, and I would suggest propose that when committee members write to you about problems that they experience in constitution, and that should be open to all members of Parliament, they write to you, and that should be part of our agenda. If you receive a letter of that nature, it must be part of our agenda. And if there's a question on the order paper about public works, then we should, as far as our oversight function is concerned, look at that and the answer. See what has happened. Because this letter that I wrote to you was reference to the visit that we paid to the Philippine Islands in 2006. We prepared a report for Parliament. We sent that. Parliament agreed to that report. We sent that to the President's office. Since 2006, nothing has happened to that report. That's the report suggested that certain bridges should have been built in South Africa, that we should start looking at the bridges, because we lost 283 bridges in the 2001 flood. There's another cyclone on its way to South Africa that are destroying more bridges. Every year we go through. But this report of ours, which was submitted to the presidency in 2006, we've had no letters coming back to us as a parliament or our committee to say we have received parliament's report. We are doing the following. And that's what I mean when I say we are here to assist government as well, because if that doesn't happen, then in 5 years' time or in 2 years' time, we will have lost a lot of bridges. And we will have to spend as much money as we now have to spend on power stations. That's why our function is extremely important. Let me refer you to another.
Before you continue on the moment, I need to clarify this question. You see, if any of you send this as well, my question that you call to verify whether I can do it. So the letter that you talk about from your mobile, I check my mail every morning. My secretary over there, Khadija, sends my mail every morning to me and his company. And I hold staff meetings every Monday. We all staff in my office. I have not seen any legal application. And the issue of the three times was bringing to me the situation. So that I don't discuss any stuff that I don't know. I think we should table it rather as a proposal to members that we should look at the three times items more. So that we do that. But here I'm going by and so that I don't know. To me it is my scope as the chair. So I think the principle suffice, the one that my brother is, that we should check all the things that we have made parallel for the implementation of those resolutions. So if it includes the three times before, it will also be used there. So I thought that we agree to the principle. But I really want us to go to a point where we only send out that before when there's many of them that need to get the same thing. So I think that will suffice. But let me give you an option.
Let me then continue to say to you, my colleague is not being fair to me. Question number 93 that I asked in June 2004, I asked the minister whether her department will consider transferring Marivale Township golf course in Nigel, Cinderella Prison, the old female prison in Boston to the Ekurhuleni Metro Council, and the 68 vacant properties countrywide to other metros and city councils so as to curb further decay of these properties. It's there on parliamentary record that I asked this question, that I asked this to be done, that our department should then have looked at the Mardi Road and the Cinderella and all these. And nothing was done since 2004. The similar question, and here I've got a copy of it, question number 1170. Whether a survey is being conducted in Marivale Springs among the occupants and or the tenants of the houses at the military base. If so, what is the purpose of the survey? The minister replied, there was no survey conducted by this department in Marivale. In 2003, we requested go in there and have a look because people are renting out state properties to other individuals and nobody sees what happens to the money. Nobody's got control. And that is why I'm saying that our questions in Parliament would be coming from members not sitting in this committee. We also need to have a look at what happens here. That should be part of our oversight function. When a question of this nature appears there, we need to see a red signal or a red light going up. There's something wrong somewhere. And that should be part of our oversight. Make sure and not listen to the replies of an official. We must send somebody out there to check what is happening to you. Because eventually, this is what happens to you. And that's why I'm putting that on the table. I'm just saying to you now, man. No, I've asked these questions through the parliamentary, and I have not at this date taken any press person through that place. Yes, I have once taken the bureaucrat to show them what is happening. So that we can also get the provincial government to act as well, because there are some of these properties belonging to them and they're not doing anything about it. I can't go and sit in their chamber and put the question. But if the media can say, look what it looks like, then at least some of those people should tell us to say, we've got an oversight function. Why is this happening in our department in the province? I think that my colleague has been extremely unfair. I'm trying to assist the portfolio committee to do its oversight function properly before catastrophe strikes.
Thank you, Honorable Kapiro and Honorable Bajubai.
Thank you, Chairperson. I haven't been here for some time, so I changed and I forgot how to use you. don't worry. I think, Chairperson, one of the things that we maybe need to have a look at is a policy of dealing with, especially with properties that is not up for use anymore. There was a project that was ran by the city of Cape Town some time ago under previous mayor, where she demolished quite a few buildings that was in a state of dilapidation. Because it becomes a breeding place, and then obviously it becomes a burden, not for public works anymore, but it falls on other government departments. It goes on to the police services need to be constantly involved. And then at the time when there was this, the new arrangements came into place where property moved from one department to another, or from one sphere of government to another, nobody is taking full responsibility, and that means the places are being dilapidated. I've got in my constituency, for instance, houses that belong to the provincial department. It was supposed to be for traffic officials. Nobody moved into it. It's dilapidated. A crime is sitting in there. So I think we should actually look at a policy. At what stage we should demolish a property that belongs to the state. You know, in Afrikaans, it was once created up. So when you've written it off, it needs to be demolished. It cannot just stay there, because then it becomes breeding ground for or other kinds of things that happen. And buildings in a state like this now that Honorable Anche is showing us, it's right through the country. If I look at some of these stations, stations not being used because of the change from rail to road, it's complete the state of dilapidation. I'll ask us to look at the policy on what we do with old buildings and properties.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to say that we should take a tune on what you said in terms of the correspondence from Mr. Blanchet that you stated. It's putting you in an awkward situation to sort of engage in a letter that has not been in front of you and you apply your mind. Because also the new separacy. But also, if you are not the new separacy, you are going to do some kind of research work in terms of what happened, in terms of the issues that are raised there. So, the point that I wanted really to raise is that you should just make sure that the letter is in front of you. I think that's the premise from which we need to go. Well, I'm not saying that the issues that you raised there are irrelevant, but being relevant as they might be, they need your attention. You need to apply your mind. You need to do some more research in terms of what you have said, and then you are able to provide a response that is assisting us as a committee to understand the challenges that have been addressed. If they have not been addressed, then these are the matters that need to be applied in terms of dealing with some of the issues that you have faced. But I think that we need also to say that in terms of, you spoke about institutional memorandum of the role of the committee in this parliament. One is reminded of some of the issues that we've raised quite a number of instances, like the Jozini military base, like in the Mbombo, the military base next to Musina. You see, those are the issues that are still hanging, still outstanding. So that's the reason why you said earlier on that. But actually, we need to bring back some of those reports, because they are the properties of Parliament. And therefore, the Parliament, if it has not done anything in terms of just engaging the department, you must be informed, and so that we're able to take the appropriate decision as to how to further pursue those areas. Because we need to make sure that after this past year, 10 years, we are able to say that we will make progress in this parliament in terms of our oversight role. I think that's our responsibility. as a portfolio committee. But at least you should be given a place to operate this. So and maybe that's me from Mr. Padati. You should not respond to what you have said up until you're able to apply your mind properly. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. I also believe that we need to discuss the issue of how to review questions. Because questions that are asked by members in the House, they do so as individuals, but they represent themselves. They enter the overall view of the portfolio committee. Maybe if we want the portfolio committee to be able, like Chair, to follow up on questions made by members, members themselves of the committee must then decide which questions to ask and how to ask them, so that the committee can take over our responsibility to follow up. If I cannot find my office following up on questions that you individually are bearing out, most of those issues are affecting the department. But I think this is a collective decision here, so that I can have the chair mandate from the portfolio to say I'm asking on behalf of the portfolio committee as to what has happened to what you do. Then because, but if we do that as individual political party members, you might find that the ASC can ask the same question that we've asked, or the IFP can do the same. And then how then do you see me as a possibility to check on some kind of issue? Or you might as well even ask more than one question at once, and which administration you might also can solve it. Therefore, questions that you ask in the House, which I agree, ask by individual, individual responsibility to follow up. Until such point, that I believe that a level of understanding, maybe you might want to bring it to attention of the committee to attend to intervene in that direction. But in this case, I think people have been asking questions of individuals, not necessarily as committees. I know from the session that that's what happened in the case. But also, we also need to be, I asked to all of us before we started this, that I want us to have a fair discussion. You know, when I'm talking about fairness, I'm talking about the level of objectivity and logic that. When we do so, we need to remove the element of subjectivity in this case. You know, I'm trying to imagine myself as a leadership member having to deal with things that happened to somebody else. Either it means to take some few steps backwards before I can implement what is at the hands of the community currently. And that's exactly the same thing with new ministers. When you said 2004, I tried to imagine when this leader was appointed the minister of, you know. So some of the issues might have rolled before death or after. But we need to follow up, because I believe that we should not leave issues. And then after 2 years and say, I asked a question 2 years ago. The issue, the immediate question becomes, what have we done for these 2 years? I mean, we're waiting for a response for 2 years. Is it a good spirit to try and resolve that? Or is it time to change timelines and say, yeah, let's look at their deadline for the 2 weeks. To me, it should be more of active participation to resolve the challenges we have in that country. Like I say, Minister, it is in the chamber, I don't see any reason why we cannot interact with the regulars. Like, in my head, my cell phone number is on the internet of Parliament. If you click into my name, you see my cell phone number there. Because I try as hard as it is to be accessible to people. I think we need to first develop that skill for us to be able to do. I will come to all the questions. I thought initially we were to discuss what the overhead, but I can see that people that don't have interest in us will move to the direction of the other
I think perhaps it's a good time, it's the beginning of the year, and Mr. Plante is full of Mapulufulu and one
two. George is Mapulufulu.
I think let's come back to the program, and I want to suggest issues that have been raised by Mr. Blanchet, and secondly the other issue raised by Mr. Chubito. They all got to do with access and access residents. I would like us to, you know, because really all of us, I mean, I can talk about a place we visited in Kwakwa, you know, the minister, I mean the parliamentary house, what is happening there. I think let's add on to our program issues of assets and asset register. And perhaps take it in another angle. I think the issue here is identifying those neglected areas, those neglected. But I still think that we will have to take them in a way really that is constructive and something could be done. Perhaps in our program, let's add assets and asset register, and perhaps look at which areas we want to take it and in which manner. Perhaps not necessarily saying where the asset, because if we had a proper asset register, and perhaps if the policy of selling some of those assets government is not doing anything about that are a cost to government, we'll be able to eliminate that. Perhaps if in terms of our program, we actually deal with that, in that manner. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Obama.
Yeah, sure. I think we need to add movable assets, because if I look into the report, the problems there also. We normally look at the immovable, but we must look at the movable assets.
But
the
teaspoons and cups.
I'm referring to
Madam Chair, while we're talking about that, maybe we should also look at energy efficient buildings. We are sitting in a state with a extremely large number of buildings which have been built probably 100 years ago. And as far as air conditioning and that kind of thing is concerned, our buildings we need to make a decision. Can we carry on with such things?
Any further input?
Chairperson, I'd like to make some suggestions for the outstanding for oversight the previous year. I request our researcher can make the table for the past year. A committee for oversight all the programs and outstanding can make in the table to the committee. So due to our next oversight, we very easy, very clear. Last year, what we doing, what we done, what is our standing. So I think that the older members still can remember what we can focus. Thank you.
Now I want us to engage in a small exercise. We're going to throw in so many issues that we need to. Now I want us to identify the time. I don't know whether I have to make copies of the program of finalists. The first of all, can just get copies of the program of finalists. Because you see, honorable members, if you look at our program, it looks very thin. But the reason why it looks so thin is because of half of the time we must determine here. Some work on things with your party and all that, and some of the meetings won't be correct. It's easy to adopt the program here, but it wants to implement. Now, I will tell you what I voted. I voted the issue of all the reports that we need to look at, of which not all of them will be dealt with in one day, of course. Just to recap on what was said on those reports means a very serious process of reading them and lifting up the recommendations. even for me, means I have to familiarize with the issues that you raised at that time and looking up the recommendations and following up on those recommendations. And that's one thing. Whether it includes the Jodini or the Marimbar or whatsoever, the Fox Spectrum, whatever the case is, all of those reports. I don't know how far that you start from 2004. Of course, I will do some research to 2004. So that should be the same as the very public care. I don't think this parliament can be better with what was happening in Uganda, the second parliament. Yeah. I think so. There should be a way to try it. Either firstly, raise those issues that was already in the previous parliament. And then, of course, we also point to the issue of taking one group to four different projects that we do. So we need to have something like a deep away from work. So we need to also do this project in our program. We'll also look at a replacing on here to be able to team out those issues that we to follow up because it's a thousand gathering. I think I did mention that last week. So we'll have to look at all the issues that we need to do this year. And now we have to also get a presentation on maintenance of assets, especially immovable assets. So the whole question of what is the maintenance plan, I think we get a position after having that idea, identify which business we do the after the question of what is the strategy to maintain the business and over how long will they do that. So let's keep that time through the time, we'll go and oversee whether that maintenance plan is also taking place. And then we'll also look at the issue of your issue on the submissions. Yes, of course, we'll have other public hearings here for those who are going to come. We'll make time in the program. We just gave the same record of the family how the program is going to come to that stage. We'll also look at the policy presentation because the program of the resident is a very important point. And what is the policy of on unused property? Whether it's a demolition policy or whether it's a selling policy, whatever it is, I think we have a presentation on that, on how to do that. And I think that we also need to look at the management of all the assets and the register thereof. And it works by what you say by this or that, both the movable and immovable assets. So it's a question of presentation and oversight following that. And the issue of energy efficiency, I think, is also important for us. Actually, it's also very important for us to build some of these buildings, look at whether are they energy efficient, and what can we also recommend in the community. Because I think we also have a role to play to make sure that we make recommendations on how people can be energy efficient. I think we look into that. And the report of the committee that Honorable Wang has suggested that we need to have a template. Actually, that's the template that normally government is utilized, what they call temperament development system, where you are able to say, this was the commitment of the tradition here, this is how far we could go, and this is the issue that we could not use, and how then we put them in the program. But that's not the attempt that I made. I can't look at those issues that were implemented. If you look at those issues that program and look at what's going to be implemented, more or less, you can see those issues in the way. But we will try to have that. Maybe to the next I think we still have those issues on the level. But I want us to be in view of the next step, the limitation of time. Very soon, the recent come back in June, go, and then all that. So we need to look at what are the things that we want to do that we're not experienced now. After having put this, we still need to come to what is the key priority? Is it important to start with this item or that one? So I want us to look at the next time. So let's see if that's in the issue around the question. We are still in the program. We have presented the proposed program, and members have made their input in terms of what are the other areas we need to look at. So, what are we going to do? What is the priority. So we still welcome the input. We just take the two issues that we can get.
Thank you, sir. I think it would be ideal for us to prioritize this exposition in process because also your project on time frame that you must complete between the required time frame and Parliament. But also, those we are saying that there is a need of doing the oversight to provinces. We have already identified two provinces. The second priority is that it would be that of preparing for that in terms of ensuring that we get confirmation from the relevant provinces in terms of them receiving that. But there's been also an understanding that if we are visiting a certain province, the standing committee on public works in that given province must be formed so that if it's possible to serve their program, they are able to accompany us. It has helped us quite a great deal in terms of data of APC, because we are able to serve our colleagues there in terms of challenges that they have also had happening with them with no good response from the department. But the other thing is the preparation for that in terms of the report, the previous year's report, especially 1 or 2 years in the previous year, because we find that there is an overlap of some of these reports. So if we can prioritize 2006-2007 report, not even going back to 2004. That can also help us, though, for instance, in a province like TNG, you will not find the report of those years. It has been a very difficult to visit TNG. We only visited, I think, 2004 or 2007, kind of, but that's the very first year. So it means that for ECMCF, you have to go back. But if you are to go back, what purpose is it going to serve? Because, I mean, one would assume that it is our colleagues, because some of the ECMCF were covered by the MPLs there. So one would assume that it is some of our colleagues at the provincial level would have addressed issues that we raised. But I think we leave that to your prerogative in terms of how you interact, given the fact that there is a need of formalizing yourself with those. Because one would say that there is always a thinking or a perception out there in the community that it is a beautiful sort of community comes this year, and then the next year they come again just to interact with the department and the officials. But there is no follow-up to the media, that's the recommendation to the affected. To what extent have they been able to address some of these challenges. So I think that is the question of report is important. But also, this is also missing as a head point. The question of, I think, this aspect register that the committee has made is very, very, very crucial. Here my health is back. I think that in terms of implementation, we need to know, starting from the department itself, how far they, I think that they have got this asset register now, but what extent is responding to the challenge in terms of the asset that has not been registered, and how do the provincial asset register talk to the national in terms of linking up the government assets at the national level, because that's our competency. We cannot interrogate all the provincial assets. What we need to know is to what extent is it hanging up. I think the MEPs, because it's also one area, the IDD, CVE, and the like. For instance, now we're preparing to go to the province, the top of Matsu. We need to interrogate this report in terms of the budget from the previous. What has been done in terms of facilitating the use of obligations for the citizens for the financial year 2007-2008. So that when we are also going through the the Greek doctor Martin Luther, and also to measure his performance based on the third plan.
Thank you, sir.
Chair, in picking up the program, I would like to, I know when we're doing the visit in the in KZN, we'll be going to the Tigela, and I know Comrade Makubane has also been interested in his area in terms of the Maslow. Last year, as the portfolio committee, we visited the first CIDD project on what are they called now? The CCC, the one that was a pilot project. Seeing that we will be going to that area, it was still in construction. They were going to, it was going to be open a month after we've left, or 2 weeks. I just think we should now visit it. The CCC is. And this was a great concern around emerging contractors in the area. The fact that there was only one in Pretoria, so the department has now been doing. So now we need to go and see what is the progress now, and how is it functioning, you know, and so forth, so that we can be able to check whether is it adapting to the people's needs. Is it really reducing the load that the one center in Pretoria was doing. So perhaps, and perhaps the other area, if we've got time, there was a problem in some construction, just to get those to see whether that problem was solved, and I mean the young contractors. Perhaps we may not visit everything, but I'm sure that one in Rwanda. That one, we were expecting a report actually from the HOD already, you know, I mean, which has not come, so we want to know what happened to that. That would be a way of maybe following up. We may not be able to follow up all of them, but I think that should be the time. Okay, I think I wanted to know.
Thank you very much.
Welcome
from for discussing the program of the committee, for the first year in the annual program and the workshop program. So, I'm not apologizing for the input. I'm just briefing you to give an idea how the program. You must have made input about what you saw part of the program, and now as you arrange, you will be discussing the priority. So, you are also free to make input on the issues that you are hearing. Very much. But that is true, I think. So, honorable members, those were the priorities that we have presented. Should we still have more time? I think that the echo system is called. So, we need to call. Oh, that's fine. I will just speak all alone. I don't know whether it was an outreach or just in the focus of the
I just wanted to say that earlier on Comrade Monday spoke about looking at the provincial bills, in particular efficiency, and we are saying that it is part of our business. We need to look at, for example, in terms of your clinical practice, that's looking in government. But we just to make the possibility of having a meeting and a plan as well. So formal is the desire to move, but then the desire to municipality is the municipality under the institution system. So it is the idea to meet the electrical level. And then we develop a program that does not only take us to formal, perfect. But for example, IGC does have other processes in Kisani. We'll be able to use it more than one as a natural process, so that we're informed by the good work that has done so far in that area. But if not for the process, we also, if we are able to bring up we might be able to visit one day, and then the second day, move to Amkata, then the third day, in Amkata, which is a great Nantika for us. But also, our focus is around this question of the system. Might also be able to visit some of the people that but I think the public must be a separate category of that area of the system.
Everybody should accept program as part of the cathedral here. Please see that you have this vision of what you want to do. But there's always one economic question. In this case, it's not about resources and money, but resources in time. So when people want to visit, they get to keep and spend 4 days. Where do they have that in this program? Because some of you be telling us that no, usually the chamber was waiting our buses and all that. So where is it? Because we didn't that at the time where we were not even allowed to do overnight business. Because nobody can inspector and said what point you bring us. So we did telling our committee work to go on overtime. We should still be together over. But this is in 4 days in one province and we shouldn't go to Kazan and to this about 3 other places. So let's make this office be able to be effective by assisting us to look at the possibilities and the, because we're still talking about the first test. I just keep to say this is not overlap to the other test. I'm not sure. Then we have to be specific. We don't have to use days, but give at least a 10 and a month to say in this 10 and this month, we need to look at this. And then we look at that. Along the lines of the parliamentary program, is it possible at that time to do it? But we were supposed to do this program in a workshop format, so we could not, because we did not have adequate time, and we also are forced to start now, because we didn't go to a workshop format. So I'm sure that we have to do it in a workshop format, because we really were putting our time on it. How can we do it also? We start taking 2 programs instead of taking 4 programs, 2
in terms of the allocated from the But always there is a need of having more voices, more people who would contribute So, looking at the number of members of the committee, if one would subdivide the committee into three or four groups, it might be a very dissatisfaction for members to contribute adequately in acting with the department or whoever at the provincial level. But if, especially we have got a situation whereby some of us might be having other problems that might make you not be able to vote with the oversight. I'm saying this from the past experience. It is not always possible that you are able to draw all the members of the committee to participate in the oversight. There is always the opponents, one or two opponents. Therefore, to have more than two members. No, there is one instance whereby last year, former Chairperson went to Mpumalanga with two or three members. I can't recall, but you can just think of that embarrassment. You know? You struggle, Chairperson. So the reason is not because we are acting that the reason must increase again, but the impact thereof. Very important in terms of interactivity as members.
Quite useful, Honorable Minister. I thought you agreed that we are not going to divide the group. Now we're going back to our discussion. She proposed, you maybe misunderstood. I was saying the Eastern Cape one is two groups, we made one group. KZN remains as you. The Eastern Cape was going to be two groups. Now we're saying we need one. So we're saying those two must be one.
Then
but how about subdividing the committee into two groups? One goes to the Eastern Cape, the other one goes to the Eastern Cape. What does that make a difference to that?
This now is very administrative. I think perhaps because, you know, there could be arguing something else, because if you look at this also, it is more closer to Eastern Cape than the case that I mean if you look. But can that be taken further, Chair, outside of this meeting, but it must be suitable for traveling arrangement and saving time and what. Thank you, Chair. Yes, the issue that I wanted to raise, Chair, is the issue of precisely on the issue of mass schools. The fact that we are aware that that budget, besides the IDC one, it has been taken to the Department of Education. Perhaps it's something we need to do as this portfolio committee to meet, because I think that project, those projects have been taken over by the Department of Public are very crucial. I think ourselves as the public works and the portfolio committee need to meet and see how those, because the previous problems we had with budgets that are in other departments is that this department becomes a dumping, a fiscal dumping, when at the late hour the funds are allocated to public works and public works has to take a flag for when those are not done. I think on the level of us meeting at this level with during our time in terms of program, we need to find time to meet with the Department of Education exactly around that. It would be crucial. I don't know if we can make it even before we make our visit, but if we can't, but if we can just see how important it is that we need.
Thank you. I would want to do a follow up on what she has just said. I think it's too late to meet with those, the education portfolio committee, because at the present moment, if you look at the date, it's a dumping period, as she says. Already they've already dumped some money into public works. We should have started to do consultation with them at about November towards the closing of last year, so that by now we know exactly what is it that is going to take place as far as finances are concerned.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think for this program, inside you put the oversight list through the province, but which province? It is an indicator, only indicator for KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, but it's March. Then the other one is, it didn't arrange for the which province to already go. And you'll be using the page 3, then this time for oversight, the fourth week and the last week of August. I think it's other comrades the discussion for the divider for this committee is the oversight, the member. I remember last time only for the 3 members is one group. Only 3 members, one group go to the, I think that's Poranga. Yeah. If today we are the official and the department people, then your committee people only coming 3. What my feeling from my department of briefing for the all issues? They can say, these are nothing. This one just coming, give the good welcome and give the nice food and something. Finish. What we can do for oversight, I don't know. But I suggestion to the Congress here, if this delegation is too small, divide always, go to the 2 day and the other province, and the 2 day and the other province, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape. Let's go to the Ngovari, this constituency, only 2 people, 3 people. I think that he doesn't have 6 to the order, it's a department. So my suggestion is, I hope this year oversight, we don't divide for the small group, without for the opposition party inside. I like opposition party must be inside. Yeah, this is very important. Yeah, this is very important. Why I say? Because this is all the department, they're thinking, all the ANC Congress. Yeah, easy, we just sort out this problem. No problem. Because all the ANC members are inside. If we go to the DA was yeah. So I think this one is, I hear some of the officials in the other side, they start just talking. Oh, it's only 3 years, doesn't matter. We just quickly sort out this one. So I think this one, is my concern. Yeah. But the chairperson, I think it is, what is the program I need for the order very clear, which province will we go to the August, the September, what? I think if you put at the table, you must be indicate of which province we will be going. Thank you.
What is coming across is a suggestion that you normally don't support the oversight services by availing yourself. That's the instruction I'm doing from what people are raising here. And therefore, I'll really suggest that we all attend to make our work more easier. But I also need to clarify, cannot be an exception that people from this party are too stronger than others from the party. Cannot there should be an institution that we live with today and abide the position? Cannot be the case. Maybe it was the case, but it cannot be the case. Therefore, I think whatever that is raised by the committee is raised as a committee position, we should be able to work as a collective to make our work more easier and effective. But I always urge us to avoid party politics in the community. To make sure that we become one body in the collective. But I think also the key is to have all of us attending so that this delegation should be first to see that one party delegation. I think that's why we want to try to say honorable opponent.
No early flights. God, Mr. Wong. You must attend the whole, all the flights, Mr. Wong.
Oh, yeah,
excellent.
There's a lot to
know about all of this. Thank you, sir. Perhaps this would be, it's true that at least our performance as member also has not been up to track in terms of prioritizing in as we one of the impeding factors perhaps might be the fact that some of the members belong to other committees. And you know, honestly speaking, my observation has been that members would prioritize certain committees over other committees for one reason or another. Would be able to make an effective oversight out there. But also from the opposition parties, there might be commitment. But the point is, we agree with you, even from the opposition parties, that are here. When they prioritize, they don't prioritize as members of the committee. They look into another committee which is not prepared for the reason that they've already alluded to. And then they say, no, I'll be going to Burundi because I also belong to the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Thank you.
Well, we want punishment, but not free. But I'm saying, what punishment would you participate in another committee? But if you are not at an oversight visit and you don't know what to discuss, then how would you have the authority to speak on it? Then we use it as a comment. We will use it as a comment. So it will not just up against it. But let's move on. We do have a class proposition.
From our committee, we have got some of the members who never see them train. Yes, I think that's the area that we need to focus on. Yes, all of us, as members of the community, whether it's for example, members. That's all of them.
Well, I know what happens in the chamber is far more different from what happens in the community. So it's a very interesting place to be. I sometimes look at people and admire their energy.
We don't know exactly which program, because one program that starts on the 13th of February, and then we have another one that starts on the 13th of February. So I thought working from today's one, 20th. 20th, then on page 4.
Not only on same place, but also work on other things. to make sure that this happens before we go. Because it's a plan that we have to see from other committees, which is 2 days specific. Because we only have one chance to meet in the meeting, which is Wednesday. So if there's so many things to do before we go on the business, then we will have to be prepared to meet in the meeting on Tuesday.
Yes, no, sir, I agree with you, because I think that that meeting, it may have come on days that we're not meeting, and we may have to make some kind of decision. Sure, I think even though I know, I'm not just like Claire has raised this issue, I know when we do our project, I think what we suggested earlier, I'm sorry, is not meeting. We look at some of the issues we raise. I believe we retire than anyone who's going to the end of the game. So we have to deliver that. I think that it's taken note of that. I may not be all the
gentlemen, but she's not my secretary.
But it might be more than that.
Applying to the job every week on our same level.
But you even if she knows that you're going to want to
she called me that.
I mean, so as a comment, I think that we need to look at that. I know we'll be using housing, but somewhere this will be done before that. And that we, I mean, let's do that program really.
Yes, we'll make sure that we consider all those issues when we do the next term priority. So the visit to whether it's married aid or whatever, we have to prioritize. So we leave them at the level of a framework. When we put these issues that we've raised here, we leave them at the level of framework. When we look at those items where we'll have provincial level, then we will prioritize which province and which area to do that. I think we're taking them into consideration on that topic. Honorable Magubane?
Thank you, Shepherd. You know, I remember something here. Last year when we visited a certain school in KZN, we found the school was occupied by the community. If you can remember, I mean, the comrades were there. But we didn't get a report from the principal whether those the community has been moved out of the school or they are still occupying the school up to the moment. I think we should go past the school and find out exactly what is it that happened. In KZN next to Hammer Street. It's on the way, next to the freeway. No, I do not know the name. Can you come, Matuma? Can you remember the name of it?
Are you from KZN?
Yes, no, no, that does not mean that I must know all the schools in KZN. Yeah. Department, the public works provincial, was supposed to come up with a response to the question we raised about the whole question of the occupation and things like that.
So, Comrade Chair, so why?
I worried about the school in Sati yesterday. You know, there's a lot of laughing today. I don't know what I'm going to be in the
No, no, I don't talk in the laugh, yeah. It's very serious. I mentioned for this outstanding in the table.
Yes.
It's like the Comrade the Makubani said. Too many issues we saw outstanding. If we can table in the older detail to the member, so we understand which one is outstanding. So just we can discuss in every item. I think it's quite easy for all the members. Thank you.
I think we'll do that in the next meeting. We'll start with the outstanding issue. With that, we should go and look. I've already asked you to do this. So you will have to manage. And then we put it. Any other mention?
clear now that we've revised the program somewhat. Can we get a final one with a date on it?
I don't know what are these two minutes. We are in fact in the morning, we only have three documents. It will be the first term program. It will only confine it to the first 3 months of the year. And then we have the whole year program. Then we have the workshop program. Those are the only three documents supposed to be in. And what is the first term on the first term? Obviously, we will focus on the second term program. I mean, on the yearly program, because it's part of the yearly program. So I don't know what kind of other documents are. I've been requested they must come to me so that I can look at them. And none of the honorable members who say so have offered me one of those documents. I think the same.
We have three programs.
Yes.
We have three documents.
Documents. Supposed to
the only. The first one is the parliamentary program.
Yes. So. So also remember, when we deal with the key priorities, we try to prioritize what needs to be done in the first step. And some members have raised those issues, but others are general issues that we can capture in the whole year framework. Because the yearly program will change now and then. We only take the first 3 months of prioritization to do with the first 3 months. So in terms of this first 3 months, are you happy with what's there? Or do you want to make it good? Because
I know how long it takes even for another 11 approving this. If we agree with what you are saying, which is what we expect, I would suggest that we do not wait until the next minute before this program is actually goes ahead for approval, each member. I mean, if we agree with this, that it is processed, with what we agree on, so that it does not wait until next week, it comes here, and it's because we know, you know, the bureaucracy as well around approval of these programs when they had to go to this level.
Actually, I would not see why shouldn't we go to this show today, in the afternoon. Most of our Christian people, we just need to exchange a little bit more, which is something you can do for about 2 or 3 hours, and I see you when I'm doing the share process, then you get it by tomorrow. And then we take it for approval anyway. I think we can. Because anyway, it will change all the time. As and when we meet, we always see some changes to our program, looking at what is here at that time. Because our program is also not circumstance. It is something to change as and when Parliament decides what to put on this program.
Madam Chair, what I'm asking for is a document that says this is what we agreed to that.
Yes, this one.
So we get it tomorrow morning from your staff to say this is the final one, and I can throw some of these away.
I will just take you that we have finalized all the input we want. The yearly program. Thank you very much for your input. We know they were very fruitful. We hope we'll be able to achieve our program. And your effective participation will ask us to have meaningful contributions to what we've had at the end. It's so of no use to have a good program, but there's no way to implement it. The meetings that we create or the business that we create. Yeah. know I had such a horrible accident that I'm reminded that I'm going to church completely with a share of shares. And the that cop up there, we already made plenty for this one. So, you just imagine.
Ask another question, how the members want to enter.
Before we come to meetings, also sometimes we contact our consultants. And it becomes necessary for us to do at least that work also. This is part of our responsibility. The first of working in the afternoon, we can always do that.
Yeah,
no,
I think that again. Yeah, I think we'll look at the manifestations of the issue on that day and check with all of you.
Exactly.
If it suits your guys, then we'll start it. Yeah, I think with that one we'll agree on. And I'm going to beg you, I did choose you for a meeting. Then we need to appoint someone to chair. So the last year, the people will go to that. So they're going to bring the meeting and the meeting continues. And the second announcement is that I will not be with you until the 11th of March. So I'm going on leave. So what?
Starting over this week, coming weekend.
Yes, I'll be different from. So I'll only see you on much. So, because I always say I'm in the electronic person, if you are in a meeting and you need this great input of me, we can make a teleconference. But there will be people who will share the meeting. So, I request the assistance of the week. And possibly of one member that you can nominate the meeting to run the committee agenda. If one member members. So this is the very last meeting I am now, as I'm leaving now. Everyone has been circulating, of course, I'll make sure it's just a paper what is that from wherever I will be. But I'm a call away if there's anything that members. Especially on Wednesday, when I'm sick, I'll avail myself on my phone. You can have a team meeting. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Those are too technical for some of us.
Yeah.
There are people around this table who cannot even do SMS. So. But yeah, I think we have a whip who is absent today, and we know why she's not here. And then we will cooperate with the WIP. We will be sharing while we are away. And we will go across to the program. And I'm sure if there's anything, members will contact you, particularly the WIP, to be in constant contact with yourself.
And honorable, please don't forget also to thank condolences to honorable Khane, who would rather pass on. So I request honorable Ramaphosa to share the meeting. And maybe if I finish my meeting earlier, I'll meet you for lunch. Where is that? Okay. That's it. Oh, yes. So thank you very much. And I think we dealt with the first term program, and I think we also partly dealt with the annual committee program. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And have the issue that we need to be dealing with now is the workshop which will be held on the 11th. Yeah, on the 11th of March, and this is a community strategic planning workshop. I think the issue here is to look at the program itself, the day's program. We'll remember that we're supposed to have this sometime, but for some reasons we could not. And the chair has earlier indicated that the need for this workshop. Let's just look at the agenda and see whether is there anything that we want to change there for whatever reason. Thank you. I'll hand over to members to discuss the program. Matuma?
Yeah, thank you, sir. First, one needs to say that we need to be informed of the time. To say that to be concerned. I think one of the things we need to is outside Parliament. But what extent has the committee been mentioned? I think we need to from probably the past experience, from the recent past experience, where they thought that they need to have a proper planning for the workshop, otherwise it's not going to be organized. But in terms of the program itself for the change, one does not have a problem as such. Just to say that the presenters of this item is the cost also. I think we need to get that information for the after year. But also National Treasury. They have been confirmed already.
Any other comments on the program before I respond to the comments? Okay, I think it really looks like people generally agree with the program. And in response to what Maduma was mentioning earlier, I'm not sure where the venue will be, but I would say to the committee secretary, it should be arranged in such a way that people are there on time and have. The disadvantage of it being held here in Parliament is that people will also want to do some of their work in their offices. I don't know whether members agree that it should be held here, but I mean, if it's held here, people come in and out, and if we have it somewhere, held not very far from Parliament, I would suggest. But at least the Comrade Wang.
Congress Chair, I think it's outside Parliament. Last time the minister attended the meeting indicated in the outside is castle. You remember, yeah?
Yeah.
So then the ED can run the go inside and out, yeah. I think it is on the castle. Workshop, yes. Sunday.
Okay. I don't know, but I know that the previous one was there, but I don't know about this one. So I think at least now this one is a workshop. At least 9 o'clock is the right time for us to start and just one day for it. And generally, I think we can actually confirm that we agree with the program of the day and that perhaps outside, not very far from Parliament, should be an appropriate day. Are there any other issues? I mean, I know they're not on the agenda, but I mean, the really issues that we dealt with today that members want to raise, that has been raised in the chair. Nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, do you know to that now?
Okay, then you can. With regard to that, I did phone AFREC and they sent me a quotation, so I think he's waiting on that, but they haven't yet confirmed they will be attending, but they are sure that they will be attending on that day. They gave me the quotation. With regard to the National Treasury, I did email them what they need to do on that day, what they are required by the committee to do on that day, so they haven't yet.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So one is to make this recommendation that at least the committee session should work as quickly as possible so that we are able to get a confirmation of the because you know once you said that there's a workshop, we sort of skip. Yeah, your program, not to choose the time that's allocated for work. But once there is a cancellation of 11 hours, we end up losing everything, you know, because you have to juggle around your program. I think that's very, very, you know, the capacity challenge in the committee session. And that should not be a continuation in terms of this organizing. I think the committee national secretary with Nongalele as the coordinator must really work on this so that sooner we get confirmation everything is put on the data for us to really work on the program for our
Honorable
Wang. Chairperson, I think it's 32 is forbidden the 9 province of holding of Papa River theory.
Maybe one other method that I will ask our secretary to do is that the whole day we can go through the 9 province through the whole day.
Because from 22nd to 25, you want to visit the 9th province. This is my question.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Juan, I think you're out of order. We dealt with that. And we're now just rounding up the issue of the program.
Yes.
The workshop program.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the workshop program. May I suggest to the secretary that before the end of this week, today is Wednesday. Members should be SMS to confirm. Because if you remember, even the last one, members were informed at a very late hour. So we have to avoid what Matuma is saying. Today is Wednesday. For the end of this week, the nitty-gritties can follow, but confirmation must be done. That we want that before the end of this week. And the issue of the program, I don't know whether we can entertain Comrade Wang with
the information. I think it's, for the program is 22 April to 25 April for the 9th province.
Okay.
I want to know if the 9th province.
What I know is that it may not be all the provinces. I don't think we have been able to cover all the provinces in 1 year. But I think issues have been raised here earlier about different provinces. We'll have to prioritize. I think the chair did say that. Honorable Blanche raised some issues. Honorable Cubito raised issues I raised. So when we actually look at the next provinces, we'll have to prioritize according to what we as the committee see as a priority, as really issues that need to be taken. So we may not go to Mpumalanga, we may not go to the Free State, but according to the issues that we've raised here as members, we'll prioritize accordingly. So I don't think it will all be 9 provinces. Agree? Thank you. I like short meetings, and fortunately the chair gave me the last weekend. And the meeting is adjourned, and I'm aware that members have been invited for lunch and members of the staff. Thank you very
much.
We ordered, sir. But being that when you ordered here, then you see the problem with water. When you ordered up in fact, we don't have a problem.
Yeah, you better leave to be type and another type of water. Order is about here.
You are looking to that.
Yeah, you can't quite see that.
If you look at the program, there's a lot of people. I think there's a lot of people. in the next meeting, then I have another one.
Hello, my phone.